This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
This is Karen Jordan, and I'm here with Patricia Pitt Anderson. She's the president of CUPE 3808, and she's a home care worker in Ontario. Patricia, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, it's a pleasure being here with you. And I just want to give you a little countdown on what's going on in home care. In home care, we supply care to the elderly, seniors and disability people, where we help them to stay at home with assurance and feel loved and wanted. And in doing so, we help them with personal care, a little cleaning around their house, you know, after making them meals and giving them a shower. We clean up after so that they can have a clean environment. And also we have supportive housing for independent living people in apartments. And our company, Canes, which is in Etobicoke, have a very strong background over there in helping seniors. And we do produce good quality work with the seniors, and they appreciate it, and they look forward in having their worker coming each day to do their job. But right now, we are facing the economic crisis, which putting a hard strain on our job, which lead up to short hours, job that we would do in two hours and 3 hours. We are being forced to do those jobs in 1 hour. It's hard for the worker. They cannot have a steady future like that because they losing out on money, and plus also they cannot provide for themselves on those short hours, and there is no benefit. When you lose out on your hours, your benefit goes down. When to retire, that's where it become a burden for the workers. And competitive bidding is the cost of this problem, and privatization and downsizing that we are facing in the workplace.
So it really has an impact on that relationship you were describing at the beginning, which really is a relationship of trust and, yeah, and getting to know each other between a worker and the person you're taking care of. It really sounds like it fragments that relationship.
Yes, right. And more than all, those clients, they do trust the workers, as I said, and they are afraid of what's going on around them because they watch the TV and they listen to the news, and you know, every day they are wondering if the service is going to cut back, and if it's a possible chance that they'll have those workers that service them for those years. And because of that, you know, it bring a part of fear and uncertainty, not only to the senior, but also to the workers that are doing the job.
Tell me about the campaign that CUPE is trying to get off the ground in Ontario to fight competitive bidding in the home care sector.
Well, they're trying to put a committee together to go out and to listen to the various problems that workers are facing and what they can do to make sure that the seniors have those service that they've been getting, and to make sure that they have that assurance that somebody is out there fighting to keep the service for them, and also for the workers to know that there's somebody fighting to make sure that they have their job and able to do it with that great affection and love that they have to do it.
Are you hopeful that this competitive bidding policy of privatization can be reversed?
Yes, my dream is that healthcare aid on a whole shouldn't be for profit. It should be not for profit, because we are talking about human life, not a production line where you're producing, you know, furnitures and other stuff. You're dealing with human life.
Patricia, thank you for joining me today.
Okay. And I do hope that this interview will be of a great help to make something happen for us, the workers, and the seniors that are depending on us.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.